First of all, we welcome back, because she was just here, the exalted ruler of the Elks Lodge, 994 Mindy Cotton. I dig that title. Congratulations on exalted ruler.
Thanks, Jeff.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, we're talking about the soup event for Veterans Day coming up, which you brought a friend to talk about. But I have a few questions for you first, if you got some time.
Sure.
How was Hunter's Fest?
Oh, it was such a great success. We probably the best one we've ever had. Lots of prizes we gave away, 13 guns, just great. We had over 325 people. It was just wonderful.
I have to assume it was the best one you ever had, because you were on the radio and we talked about it. So that's my only assumption.
That's right. That's right.
And you had a big prize of Polaris and some other prizes. Can you remind us who won those?
Yes, I can. The Polaris went to Marty Rosler. And then we had a second place, which was $1,000, went to Ryan Oyster. And the third place went to Gary Schultz.
Congratulations to them.
Yes,
and thanks to everybody
great.
Who supported it
yes,
as well.
Yes, it was good. Very nice. Getting closer and closer to our new carpet or flooring.
When do you hope to maybe have that in?
Hopefully sometime spring, late summer, okay. In that time frame.
Yeah, wait until the winter is over, right?
Exactly.
Good idea. Hey, you had a car show, a little dine and drive the other day. How'd that go?
Went really good. We had about 20 cars. It was probably the last one that we had for the dine and drive. Jeff and I sponsored that, my husband. But we had about 20. But, you know, a lot of people do put their cars away. It was October 28th. So next year, we're hoping to do one more and do one at the Elks in June or July.
Oh, how about those Vikings?
I was waiting for you to ask me that question.
I mean, so I want to say that, listen, I got to say this kind of quiet. Our news director is like a big Lions guy, and he was really flexing before the weekend. So I have to really rub that in all week.
Well, you know what? I had something interesting to me. I was at the grocery store, and I had my full Vikings gear on before the game, and they came up to me and said, "Go Lions." And I'm like, karma.
We'll see in a few hours.
That's right.
Good.
But what a game.
Introduce your friend and the person who's going to talk to us about the soup.
Okay, I have my soup kitchen committee member, Bonnie Griggs. She has been doing our soup kitchen for the last 3 years, and she's done just an amazing job. She's been in the Navy, for 26 years, and she was out east, and she came back to Yankton, what was it, about 4 years ago, Bonnie?
3.5 years ago.
This
is home.
Bonnie, can I salute you? There you go.
Thank you.
Salute. 26 years in the Navy, that's worth a salute. And Veterans Day coming up. So not only are you a committee member, you're the chair of this, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you've been doing it for a few years, you must be doing a great job. Tell us about the Veterans Day Soup Kitchen.
Well, the Soup Kitchen itself is just a small part of what we do to support the Yankton community area and across the nation. The Elks is big into the nation. For over 157 years here, the Elks have celebrated veterans in the month of November. And the Elks pledge is, so long as they're veterans, we will be there to serve them. So this is just a small part of it, but we enjoy it. We do it every Veterans Day. It's always on a Veterans Day, even if it falls on Sunday, and have wonderful committee members that carry the load, really.
I imagine that you have veterans that are a part of your lodge, but you don't have to be a part of the lodge to attend this event.
It's open to the public.
Good.
Yes.
And how many are you expecting?
Last year we served about 500.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting that many.
Yes. And then I think we served about 75 vets eat free.
Okay. I'm glad you're not doing this all yourself. Who else is helping you out?
Well, Michelle Termanson, you know, probably know her from Riverboat
Days. You betcha.
Susie Smuck, she's a member at the Lard. Chris Hatchesky, Dottie Wynott, Daisy Kambach. I don't want to forget anybody. Holly Kellen, Lisa King. I think that I covered them all. But we get help from the entire lodge, and we have a lot of monetary support and volunteers from First National Bank of Omaha. They volunteer every year.
So it sounds like a lot of work, but I'm guessing you kind of have some fun, too.
We do. We carry it through the year. We have a soup committee meeting every month, even when the soup committee isn't going on.
Give us some of the details on the time it runs and what's on the menu this year.
It'll run from 11 to 7, continuous through the day. We have potato soup, compliments of Danette Little down at Frying Pan. She's making all the potato soup this year for us. We have chili. We'll have vegetable soup. We'll have chicken noodle soup. We'll have taverns and, of course, pies, desserts. And Runs is bringing us some cookies, so we'll have those as well.
And about 1 million stories will be told as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be one of the best parts, you know, for these veterans to be together and to support one another and share. And I imagine, you know, you're a veteran. That means a lot.
Yes. And 9 times out of 10, the stories are about people. You know, it's not what happened to us, or it's about the people we met along the way. That's where all the stories come.
And if veterans have a proper ID, then they eat free, right?
Yes. But, you know, if you're a veteran and don't have the proper ID and come in and tell us you're a veteran, I'm going to trust that you're a veteran.
Yeah. I bet you got a good radar for that, too. So. In the Navy for 26 years.
Wear your ball caps. You know, they'll come in with their ball caps and stuff. That's good enough for us.
Well, thanks for remembering and honoring. Probably a labor of love for you.
It is. Very enjoyable.
Thanks for all your work, and I hope it goes well. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Mindy, back to you. The holidays are coming up, and I know people can book a holiday party at your place. A little bit about that and anything else that you guys might be doing to celebrate through the end of the year.
Yes, there is still room available. Best thing to do is to call the Elks Lodge. Things that we are doing at the Elks, we're doing a ladies' night, which is we're going to be decorating Christmas pots, and we can take home. And that's going to be on the 5th of December. And then we're doing a Tom and Jerry night that we always do every year. We're going to do that on a Friday, December 19th. And we always have our Sunday fun day that they go out and watch those football games. So that's pretty much what we got going for December.
Final word on membership, if people want to join you folks?
Sure. All you have to do is come up to the lodge again at 11 o'clock. We have applications that are right at the door. Fill it in, and then we take it to the board and have a general meeting, and then hopefully initiate the next month.
Well, thank you both so much. And the Elks Lodge is always welcome back here to tell us about other stuff coming up. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
We thank you.